from the Autoglass America Studios. It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.
Freaks. All the craziest, freakiest stories the interwebs provide.
Freaks.
On a nightly basis, often in our great state of Florida. You ever been to Melbourne Beach, Mo?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, I think you might want to go.
Okay.
Deputies are trying to figure out a case.
Oh, I love a good caper.
Got the boys down at the crime lab working extra hours on this one.
Talk to me.
A woman walking on Melbourne Beach on Friday spotted a package and alerted deputies immediately.
Okay.
She says, quote, "Everything was washing ashore. I didn't know what it was." Investigators said the package was nearly 23 kilograms, or about 50 pounds, that had washed up on the Melbourne beach. 50 pounds, this package weighed.
50 pounds.
Yes. Deputies are trying to figure out where 50 pounds of cocaine came from that washed up on Melbourne Beach.
Columbia. I thought these were detectives. I'll tell you where it came from.
They said, quote, "You think that South Florida would get the cocaine washing up on the beach, not middle or central Florida." It was a big surprise for Richard Trafell, who was visiting the beach. Heather Dillon lives by, said that she thinks it could come from just about anywhere.
That is true. Could have come from Mexico.
A special investigations unit was called out to retrieve the package. Investigators said that there aren't any other reports of cocaine washing ashore they are investigating. So it's just this one time.
Right.
Now, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what cocaine's going for these days, but you know, if you had to do the math, 50 pounds. What's that on a street? 50 pounds.
50 pounds. Of course, it always depends on how many times you step on it.
Yeah, but, of course. That's what that goes without saying.
I'd say you might be in the neighborhood of 200 mil.
Really?
I want to say.
50 pounds?
50 pounds is what, 23 kilograms?
Yes.
Sure. Wow. Sure, if you cut it right, you know, take your time with it, Jerrica.
Now, if a cat named Mo is getting a little rest and relaxation on Melbourne Beach, and you're walking down the beach, watching the surf wash in, got the sand between your toes,
and right.
you fall upon 50 pounds of cocaine, I'd assume that, much like this woman here, you call law enforcement immediately so they can get to the bottom of this investigation.
I tell you what, the cops are awfully taxed right now. They got a lot on their mind.
Oh.
They got a lot of open cases, a lot of cold case files, Gio. Cold case files.
You're saying you would take it upon yourself to do a citizen's investigation.
Exactly. Exactly. I put it out on the street, see if anybody knew what the quality was and if they could trace it back to somebody. And then and only then, Gio, when I had the name of the top guy, would I bug the police officers.
It's snowing in Melbourne, man.
Absolutely.
In all seriousness, though, if I'm not touching that. If you are the type of person that can have 50 pounds of cocaine, I saw Scarface, man. That's not the type of guy I want to mess with.
Well, they don't.
Like, that 50 pounds ain't mine.
You'd never be able to sleep at night, of course.
No.
No, no.
Because they know. I mean, you can't just carry 50 pounds of cocaine off the beach and not anybody notice.
You'd have to slowly walk away.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So, how could you ever sleep at night knowing? Because,
clearly it was a dumping run. So they don't know where it is. So technically, you could probably get it back to your house without anybody seeing it.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure. But
you got to be like Goodfellas. Now, don't go buying anything nice right out the gate.
Oh, well, no, you don't keep it. You find somebody that you can sell it to.
Oh, bigger fish.
And quick and at a much discounted rate.
Yeah.
What if it was a trap?
What's a trap? How's it a trap?
A trap house?
Yeah. What are you saying?
No, like, what if they planted it there?
The cops just
see if somebody would want to take it.
50 pounds?
You never know.
Nah, this is you know, somebody on the boat.
Hey, I don't think the comms are rolling like that, as Gio would say. Yeah, no.
Damn.
Yeah.
Freak! Snowing in Melbourne.
Yeah.
It's the name of the next, my next song.
I might turn it in, but, you know, it might be 40 pounds.
Okay.
Excuse me, officer.
And we being honest with each other, Gio. I don't know that the full 50 gonna make it down to the evidence locker.
I don't know, officer. Can't believe the thing was busted wide open right, as soon as I got here.
Dead giveaway.
Let's go to St. Lucie County. Kylie Robertson, she's in trouble. She's 26 years old.
Okay.
She was arrested after accusations that she hit her sister over the head.
Okay.
Ooh,
St. Lucie County Sheriff's deputies went to an incident on Tropical Isle Circle. Mm. Robertson's sister told investigators that the woman came over to her grandmother's home because her mother died that day. It's a very emotional time.
Absolutely, especially this close to the holidays.
Robertson started rummaging through her deceased mother's belongings, and Robertson's sister asked her to stop, saying that they had to go through the items later. Now's not the time.
Yeah.
Mom just died. You roll up in here, you start going through all the belongings. Now, relax. Eventually, the sister says a shoving match broke out. And then the grandmother, old Gam Gam, got in the middle of the dispute.
Uh-oh.
Affidavit states that she got pushed down, fell to the ground. Robertson's sister says that's when Robertson struck her in the back of the head with what? Jerrica.
With her grandmother's cane.
Good guess, but wrong.
I don't think she's rolling like that. I'm going to say it was an item of convenience.
They're rummaging through the old belongings.
The belongings of the mom. I'm going to say it was a mom's sex toy.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
Yeah.
That's a good guess. And that's a fine weapon of choice, if
Absolutely.
I do say so myself.
You send a message when you hit somebody with one of those.
You do. You act like you've done it before. That sounded like it came from experience.
No.
Hey, listen, man, I'm not here to judge.
I'm just saying.
Good on you.
It seemed like you're sending a message.
Send your message. No, that's not what it was. Her sister said that she grabbed a plastic angel Christmas tree topper and hit her sister over the back of the head.
That's just foul.
And it says she said, Merry Christmas, bitch, when she did it.
Aww.
She was arrested.
It was sad before I knew she threw a line in on top of it.
I may have made that part up.
Oh.
But she was arrested for domestic violence. You can see the picture here.
Oh, yeah.
This looks like the type of woman who would, you know, grab the old Christmas tree topper.
Now, let me ask you something.
Happy holidays, ho, ho, ho.
Are those fight injuries, or is that just how they roll in St. Lucie?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's been a long time since I've been in St. Lucie.
Yeah, who
and
knows?
The time I was there, I only rolled through and got a Slurpee at a 7-Eleven, so I didn't have much time to gauge the neighborhood.
I'm going to say by the looks of this mugshot, she was rifling through items to pawn so she could get that next fix.
I mean,
what is the rush?
When you get smacked in the face with a Christmas tree topper, that's got to be a toughie.
Freak! That would have been sweet if you go, Merry Christmas, like you said, Merry Christmas, bitch.
Happy holidays. How do you like me now?
Well, this is that'll teach you to bring out the Christmas ornaments this early.
Let's go to San Antonio. Speaking of which, White, real quick, there's more. Any houses in your neighborhood with Christmas lights up?
Oh, no.
I got a couple now.
Oh. My
neighborhood's early on the jump because there's probably no less than 4 or 5 houses with lights up now.
Well, what is it typically, the day after Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Usually the weekend after Thanksgiving is when you get after it, if you're early.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's the acceptable time after Thanksgiving, all the stores start playing Christmas music, all the commercials on TV are Christmas themed, holiday themed, yeah. I don't know. Now I'm getting, you know, my daughter's trying to reach out to me and tell me to do it.
I feel like every year it starts early and earlier.
Yeah, I don't like it. A San Antonio couple. Let's go up to Texas real quick.
Real quick.
A San Antonio couple is in trouble in a movie theater.
Uh-oh.
Employees say that the pair were shocked when they got caught. The couple are the names of Melissa McHouston and Adam Emmett Lee. Sounds like a serial killer name.
Right.
Apparently, they've been charged with public lewdness for having sex in the movie theater. They allegedly got frisky in the San Antonio theater November 9th. Employees said the pair were so shocked to be caught that when they stood up, they were butt naked.
Oh!
Butt naked in the theater.
Why are you getting butt naked in the theater? You don't have to get naked to do that.
They did have a towel, which the woman was trying to hide her, you know,
a towel?
Her bits.
A blanket is understandable, but why would you bring a towel?
Why would you bring a blanket to the movie theater?
So you can get cuddly.
Nah.
It's cold in the movie theater.
Nah, well, wear a jacket. Bringing a blanket. No, it's really not.
It was described as an act of nude frenzied copulation, according to the San Antonio County Sheriff's Office.
All right.
Lee and Feist were spotted by a worker in theater number 13 at around midnight, according to a police report. The worker rushed off to grab his manager. When he returned, Feist was on top of Lee, and the pair were having sex, quote, really fast, he told police.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
I'm taking the ganders here at Feist. She knows how to throw down.
She's all right.
Yeah.
I would say this guy, Adam Lee, he outkicked his coverage.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, come on, dude.
And I understand him wanting to get it wherever he can because of how he looks.
You put a little lipstick and a little, you know.
A little rouge on her.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, she all right.
You can tell she's been crying a little bit because of the mugshot.
Yeah,
which
absolutely.
Said, you got to knock a couple points off there.
But she ain't bad.
So he says they were having sex really fast.
Yeah, why does he need to describe it that way?
Well, because the police want a thorough investigation.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, if you're going to go all in, I think that's what they... Listen, we got like a couple minutes between previews. Let's get it done. Okay. Let's lay down.
Yeah, the devil's in the details, Jerrica.
All right.
Both suspects were nude, save for a small blanket. The manager then told the pair to stop their act, at which point the surprised couple stood there for a long time before putting their clothes back on. Deputies asked the manager.
Look at this rum bum, Adam.
Deputies asked the manager whether they saw the alleged offender's genitals, and he said he did not. But he did see that their clothing was off, and they were trying really hard to cover themselves with a small blanket that they had laid down. Deputies detained the couple, interviewed them outside the theater, at which point Lee admitted to having sex with Feist.
Right.
The pair were both jailed and charged with public lewdness and now out on a $1,600 bond. It's not clear what movie they were watching.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, that was my next question as well. And upon further investigation, they did not say which movie they were watching. I got to think Thor Ragnarok would have been my guess.
They probably snuck in anyway. So
yeah, Ragnarok.
Ragnarok.
You know? Hey, let me show you the Thor's hammer, sweetheart. And we're going to get down into Ragnarok.
Still not sure why you have to take all your clothes off.
Yeah, I mean,
that's weird.
You've always heard of the old myths like the popcorn bucket and stuff. You hear that?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's ever.
I mean, I've never heard of that term, but yeah.
You never heard of the popcorn bucket trick?
No.
Where they poke a hole in the bottom of the popcorn bag or the popcorn bucket?
No.
You see, Jerrica, the old wise tale goes that, you know, people have been known to either the big popcorn bag or your popcorn bucket, and you tear a hole in the bottom.
Okay.
And then, you know, you put stuff in the hole.
Got it.
The popcorn
Wait,
bucket.
Wait, is this after you eat the popcorn or you dump the popcorn out?
No, you know, ostensibly you want the girl to keep going for the popcorn until she
and then your
hits
date,
pay dirt.
Yeah, your date is enjoying her snack, crack, a pop.
Yeah.
Got it.
And the popcorn, and lo and behold,
she finds the treat.
There's this, like a Cracker Jack box. It's a surprise at the bottom, you know?
Okay, got it.
That's always the wise tale. I don't know if anybody's ever properly executed that.
I'm certain someone has executed that.
It seems like a tough thing to pull off. It seems tough.
I mean.
A lot of moving parts.
It's not for shy men, I'll tell you that.
Right. But I mean, it's. To me, it seems like more work than it would be worth.
Yeah, you can't have performance anxiety. Freak!
But yeah, so I don't know. They're like you said, why are they going to get all fully nude?
Have you ever had sex in a movie theater?
No.
No?
You?
A couple of times, yeah.
Get out of here.
I can tell you what one of the movies was, Woo, with Jada Pinkett Smith.
Okay.
Wow, I should have known, dude. I don't even know why I asked. I should have known. You creep.
Why it was empty?
You
it
creep.
Was like, I can't even remember the time. It was during the afternoon.
That was in 1998.
Yeah. That was back in the day. That's what you did in the 90s.
Oh, my gosh.
That movie sucked anyway.
Yeah. The other one was Toy Story, wasn't it?
I can't remember what the other one was.
Yeah, Buzz and Woody, huh? Yeah, huh? The Tale of Buzz and Woody? Toy Story?
That's horrible. You can't pick a kid's movie to do it in.
I didn't.
Hey, nobody was in there?
Oh, it sounds like you know from experience.
No, I'm just saying you don't pick a kid's movie.
Okay. You ever fool around in the movie theater?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Not even in high school?
No. Nope.
That was like the move, man.
Yeah.
No. Like high school. That was
no, because when I went with high school friends, we were all together. Yeah. So it's kind of like.
That was even better.
No, I don't want to get caught.
Yeah, what a prude.
Shut up.
Prude.
High school was like, that was when you went to like make out with chicks and stuff.
Oh, wow, absolutely.
I mean, I would make out, sure. But not do anything else.
That's what I mean, like fool around.
Yeah, but just,
no little boy caught the feel. They had to.
It's making me uncomfortable.
All right, yes.
That's what you do, like when you're like crazy high school kids. Listen, I had to go see Titanic like 8 times.
Oh.
Because all the chicks when I was in high school, they loved Titanic. So I'm like, hey, it became my move. I was like, hey, have you seen Titanic? And they would say, no, I really want to.
There you go.
Let's go on Friday.
That's very smart of you.
I saw Titanic like 6 times in the theater.
I'd have picked a shorter movie.
But at the time, that was the movie.
Yeah.
Like the chicks were digging the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
Paint me like one of your French ladies, Jack. It works. Don't knock it, Jerrica.
We were fairly certain that no one was going to walk into a Jada Pinkett Smith movie.
Paint me like one of your French ladies. You're damn right. Yeah.
That's it? Is that the freak?
Never let go.
Okay.
Never let go, Jack. Man, 1997 was a great year.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.